Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Europe has a lot of creepy ghost stories. Being one of the most ancient places where civilizations rose, you can only imagine how many wandering spirits, demons, or creatures of the dark are roaming around over in Europe. Joining me today is my good friend Dr. Creepin. He read story number 2, and if you enjoyed his voice, which I'm sure you will, be sure to check out his channel. You can find the link to do so in the top of the description. If you have a story you would like to share in a future video, whether it be a European ghost story or something different, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this channel going. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe, and turn on notifications. Let's get into these creepy stories. I don't know where this story will fit in, as this happened on a wide open heath in the inner counties of South Iceland. Currently, I live in the capital, Reykjavik, but often go to the inner cities of the south to visit my family, as that is where my parents are originally from. Also, I would like to say sorry in advance for any spelling mistakes or weird sentences, as English is not my first language and is heavily influenced by British spelling. Anyways, as I said, about 3 weeks ago, I was visiting the farm where my grandfather grew up, which is close to two of the most visited tourist attractions in Iceland. Those being the Gullfoss and the Geyser. What many people do not realize is that Iceland is a very wild place, and stories about strange creatures and ghosts go back to the first settlers. We Icelanders have always been superstitious, and still are to this day. What I believe I witnessed was a ghost of a soul long lost to the wilderness of the Icelandic islands, which technically start when the fields of the farm end. I was walking along a stream that goes up the north of the farm into the wilderness of the highlands. As I mentioned in the beginning, Iceland is a barren island in the North Atlantic, just below the Arctic Circle, and barely 1.8% of the country is covered in forest and about 20% is habitable. With this, the bright winter sun, the visibility was very good. I am always aware when I walk alone in the wilderness, and about 4 kilometers up the stream, I get the feeling of chills. Even though it was cold, I knew what this chill was, and so I looked around. And in the distance, I see a man walking toward me. As he gets closer, I notice his old tattered clothes, which are reminiscent of 17th century clothes. He starts yelling at me in some form of Icelandic, but I just turn around and run. The reason I ran is simple. The spirit was trying to lure me into the wilderness so that he would not have to be alone. If I stayed there, he would have grabbed me and walked me deep into the highlands, never to be seen again. This really shocked me, as I had never seen a ghost before, and let alone heard them speak. I know that this is a short story, but here's a story from my late grandfather. He was born in 1908, and lived on the farm his entire life. When he was about 8 or 9, the harshest winter in 40 or 50 years hit Iceland during the middle of the Great War. People in Iceland starved, and firewood and coal were in short supply due to a blockade of the North Sea and unrestricted submarine warfare from Germans. During this winter, the family was on the brink of starvation, and so his oldest brother, born in 1896, was sent up into the highlands to find anything edible. So off he went over the fields and into the highlands. The family didn't know what happened to him during the meantime, but after a day and a half, in negative 30 Celsius weather, they grew worried, and so my great-grandfather, his father, and two of his uncles, and some local farmers, rode up into the wilderness to try to find him. They searched for 2 days and eventually found him starved and cold in a snow-belt shelter. When he was back home, warm and fed, he told them what happened. He said that a man speaking a dialect he didn't even understand came walking towards him and asked him for directions. Now, this is very weird as it was winter and this man claimed to have come over the highlands from a valley in the north on foot. That is impossible from September to June, as now, as deep as 3 meters can cover the ground, and it gets unbearably cold. He said that the man then grabbed his arm, and everything went dark. When he broke free from the trance, he was in the middle of nowhere. He did not know how long he had been walking for, but he remembered he saw an eagle sitting on a rock about 80 meters away from him. He was hungry and cold, and so he found a small crevice and dug himself in. He was shocked to learn that they had found him nearly 40 kilometers north of the farm at the edge of a glacier. He never talked about it after that, as he claimed he forgot a lot about it over the years, but the story became folklore in the region, and I have heard about it for many years. That is what makes it so much scarier, is that I could have been in the wilderness and maybe killed by this spirit. I do not know who he is or what time he is from, but I know that a few human bones dating back to 1300 to 1700 were found north of the farm. I am very scared to tell this story as I hope people do not think I attract bad spirits toward me.
I live in Eastern Europe. Well, more exactly, in Romania. You may have heard about those gypsy witches that live in my country. Most of them are just pretending to be something that they're not. This is the story of a real witch. My grandmother used to live in the same village as a witch. Now, I don't know if the witch was gypsy or Romanian, but it doesn't really matter. She lived for so many years that no one knew her age. This woman claimed to be a witch, and she also claimed that she had this demon who served her. She used to talk about the way she sold her soul one night, in the forest, while performing a ritual. In return, she gained powers and the help of a demon. And she said that she couldn't die until she convinced someone to take full charge and responsibility of her duty as a witch, and sell his or her soul to the darkness as well. She had, I believe, 3 daughters, but people said that their mother's behavior scared them away. They moved to Bucharest and never returned to the village. Now you will say that she was most likely a crazy old woman. Well, no. A lot of people heard weird noises coming from her attic. She agreed that the sounds were made by her slave demon. People, even though afraid, asked her to solve their problems and gave her money for it. No one ever complained about her work. No one. Everything was put in place no matter how difficult the task was. Also, people witnessed a lot of hard work getting done overnight in her yard and garden. Stuff that she wasn't able to do alone. Unfortunately, I do not know if she's still alive. There are a few more details I did not mention. My grandmother met a woman on her way to work. The woman asked my grandfather about the witch. She wanted to know where the witch lived. My grandma gave indications and then asked why she was going to see the witch. She said that a thief had broken into her house and stole her savings, and she wanted her money back. The next day, my grandma met the woman again. She was carrying a bag. My grandma asked her what had happened. She said that she went to the witch and received the promise that she was able to find the money on the table when she returned home. The witch asked in advance for half of that money, The woman agreed. It was better than nothing. Things happened exactly as the witch had said, and she carried the promised money in her bag on the way to the witch's house. Another story is that a woman fell in love with a married man. She went to the witch and told her that she wanted that man. The witch asked her if she wanted the man no matter what the consequences were. She said yes. In less than a month, his wife got ill and died. He remarried. He got married to the woman that killed his wife. And that's why she was seen as such a powerful witch, as a real witch. She had some supernatural powers.
Before I can jump into this hard-to-explain story, allow me to provide a little backstory. During the time my story takes place, which was only about 3 or so months ago, I was currently in Germany, participating in a military exercise. Being an American, this was my first time in Europe, and also my first time in Germany. I love being there, as I have a huge fascination with war history, especially World War II. This is important, as I believe I may have encountered something. Now, on to my story. We had headed out to do some training deep in the German countryside, far from any real civilization, other than the other military units training out there with us. At this particular point, we had been out for maybe 3 or so days. We still had about a week to go, and weren't expecting anything crazy to happen early in the week. That's when we suddenly got attacked by people who pretend to be the enemy. Luckily for us though, my squad wasn't attacked directly because we were far to the right. We were pretty far from everywhere else, providing communications to our artillery unit. I would say we were a good couple of kilometers from anyone else. We were on top of a huge hill, that way our radio signals could go farther and be more effective. Regardless, we still needed to pool security, just to be safe. I happened to be the first one on guard that morning, so I grabbed our machine gun and headed out from the vehicle. Now, the hill we were on was huge, and had only one real way of approach, which was a tank trail that went from the bottom of the hill all the way up to the top where we were. At the top of the hill, it was mostly flat, but had another smaller hill to the left of the road. So, basically, if you followed the road to the top, and then headed to the left about 30 meters, you'd be at the base of this other small hill. Well, this small hill was the perfect spot to set up a machine gun nest, so that's where I put it. The hill was impossible to come up behind where I was sitting, as it was super steep and heavily covered with brush and trees. This brush covered almost the whole part of the little hill, leaving only one possible way to get up there. The way I was watching, fast forward 30 or so minutes and the sun is just starting to rise through the trees. It was so quiet and peaceful, and I just sat on guard enjoying the beauty of Germany when it happened. I hear a very distinct, hushed voice say, "Hey," almost as if it was right next to me. It seemed like someone was trying to quietly get my attention. No wind was blowing, no birds chirping, nothing. I quickly looked around to make sure no one was somehow able to sneak up on me, and there was not a soul in sight. The rest of my squad was a good 100 meters away, in the vehicle, and I couldn't even hear them. It freaked me out, but obviously I had to stay at my post. Then, I was officially unnerved when my sergeant tried to sneak up on me a couple of hours later, but I caught him. He didn't realize how steep the hill was and how covered in brush it was. I could hear him a mile away. He then said that he was glad that I had my head on a swivel and doing the right thing. We began to talk and then he proceeded to tell me what I didn't want to hear. He basically told me that the area we were training in was a battlefield from World War II and a lot of our guys from our sister unit died around there because they had no artillery support and the Germans were so well dug in, they couldn't do anything. That information combined with finding German World War II ammo cans and machine gun belts in the area led me to put two and two together. Honestly, I'm not sure what to think about this. I have no explanation as to why I heard this voice. I believe in the supernatural, but I also believe in explaining things. The thing is, nothing adds up. I wasn't tired, there was no one around me, and there were no other sounds in the forest. Part of me wants to believe that it may be a spirit of a lost soul of the war, or maybe something else. Either way, I'd like your guys' input, and maybe some answers to explain the eerie occurrence.
Has anyone traveled to a different country and ever had an experience? I've had many experiences through my life, and the odd time in a foreign country I'll have an experience unlike anything I've ever experienced back home, but it's very rare. I'm currently in Prague, Czech Republic, and I've been here since the end of October. I usually rent an apartment whenever I travel, think Airbnb, HomeAway, etc. And I've never had an issue with any apartment in the past, but this is my fifth visit to Prague. I know Prague is very rich in history, especially when it comes to ghost, gory history, etc. Within the first few days in my new apartment, my cousin, who also had experience back home, sent me an article about lemons. Maybe you've seen this floating around the internet. The trick is to place lemons where you have unexplained activity, and if the lemons turn green and moldy, they have absorbed the negative energy or something to that effect. I didn't pay much attention to it, but I did buy lemons for cooking with, and within 72 hours, they had turned green, as I had never seen before. Could have just been a bad batch of lemons though, right? Then the following week, I was waiting for the shower to heat up. One of those instantaneous water heaters which seemed to be common in Europe. As I was watching the water run, a black blob of shadow, about the size of a large grapefruit or small melon, came out of the shower head and fell to the floor. Picture dropping a grapefruit. It was of a similar speed you would expect to see a grapefruit to fall, and with a similar splat ending with it hitting the ground. When it landed on the shower floor, it seemed to morph or melt from its circular-like shape into a liquid form and slither down the drain. I've never seen black blobs. Has anyone else? Are these ominous? In my experience, most black figures aren't nice. 2 weeks ago, I was laying in bed reading. I'm a bit of a night owl, and thankfully, I found your podcast. I looked up stuff on my iPad, and a white mist was floating over me and going out the bedroom door. I've never seen mist before, but I have been attacked by a bubble-like entity that would hover over me when I slept. It would strangle me. This mist was very white, very light-moving. It didn't seem ominous at all. I rolled over to tap my husband to wake him up. Not that he ever sees any of this and does not like that I believe in it, but there was a massive white thing with wings flapping over his head, and I needed him to see it. It was absolutely stunning and beautiful. I could see the feathers in such great detail, but I couldn't see where the wings joined each other or what they were attached to. The wings started to ascend and went up to a 12-foot ceiling and disappeared. Between reading and surfing on my iPad, I was silently talking to my mother, who passed away 2 years ago. We are in Prague for a type of fertility treatment that isn't offered in our home country. We have been trying for almost 6 years and have had 5 miscarriages. We've done IUI, IVF, etc. I was begging her to finally let this time be our time. I rarely receive signs from her, which I find frustrating because this woman, when her dad passed away, said she could literally command a sign at any time and her dad would send one. So I was always upset why she wouldn't do the same for me. Was this my mom? Was this incident with the mist in her wings? I don't know. We found out this week we are indeed pregnant though. But the real test is whether this pregnancy sticks, as the rest haven't. One thing I find the most intriguing about this apartment though is a locked room. It has a sign saying private. I'm nosy, I tried all of our keys, and naturally, they don't open this locked door. It's an old door.
with an old-style long skeleton key lock. During the day, I can look through the keyhole into the room, and there has to be a window because the room is super bright. Initially, I thought the owners used it as storage, extra bedding, cleaning supplies for the cleaning between rentals, etc. But it's not, it's a child's room. There are bunk beds and other furniture. This creeped me out. It looks relatively untouched and that it could be used at any time. Now I'm wondering if something happened here. The owners are renting it out because they can't part with these memories. I could totally be reading too much into it, maybe. So I'll get right into it. About 10 years ago, when I was roughly around 16 years old, I used to babysit for a family. Their daughter was about 1 or 2 years old when this happened. I'll call her Elle. So, the day of the incident, I decided to take Elle out for a walk in her stroller. It was in the middle of the day in the summer, and in a really nice neighborhood. So, neither Elle or me had any reason to feel anxious or scared about walking there. There were people out in their gardens, etc. Well, me and Elle had been walking for about a half hour, and we had come to a part of the neighborhood which I hadn't been in before. All of a sudden, it feels as if I got out of an ice-cold shower, and at the same time, Elle started to look uncomfortable in the stroller, whining a bit. This feeling did not disappear, and I just felt this awful feeling of dread. I continued walking, and around the next bend, there was a smaller open field. In this field, there was an old Norse Viking burial site. I live in Sweden, if I didn't mention that before. Practically, just some big stones in a formation. You can Google it. I don't know how to explain it in a good way. The feeling of dread did not disappear, but rather became worse the further I walked. The best way to describe it was like pure hate, like we weren't welcome at this place. It felt like I was walking in a dark alley in the middle of the night in some really sketchy place. I frantically kept looking over my shoulder, expecting to get attacked or something. Elle, who sat with her back against me and didn't want to see my reaction, also started acting more and more strange, as if she was scared and uncomfortable. After about 10 minutes of this, I couldn't take it anymore. So, I just turned and went back from where we came. When we get about 20 meters from the field with the burial site, Elle started hysterically screaming, looking straight at a hedge we were passing as if she saw something in there. I picked her up and held her on my arm. I couldn't see anything. The thing is, I could see through the hedge, and there definitely wasn't anything there. Not even a cat or anything. She kept looking straight at it as we passed it, in a full-blown panic. When we came to the field, she motioned towards the stones, looking at me and then back to the stones. Still, there wasn't anything in sight. I could actually see how she followed something with her eyes. I was so freaking scared at this point, and at the same time trying to act normal and try to calm down Elle. The weirdest thing was that when we came to the exact spot where it felt like I got a cold shower, all feelings of dread and fear disappeared. From 100 to 0, from one step to the next. Not only for me, but Elle also went from panicked to calm at the same moment. She wanted to sit in the stroller again and was her normal happy self. If anybody listening to this has any idea what this could have been, please tell me. It's been 10 years and I still haven't dared to step a foot in that part of their neighborhood ever again. I've never experienced a strong feeling of dread like something just hated us being there. I haven't really had a ton of encounters that I couldn't explain, but one kind of sticks with me from about a year ago. Last December, I was visiting my family who live just outside of Bydgoszcz, Poland, for the holidays, just for some traditional stuff. A couple of days before Christmas, I decided to take a walk in the forest I used to play in when I was little,
since there was nothing going on for the rest of that particular day. It was in the late afternoon, and it was pretty foggy, with overcast skies. The temperature was around 5 degrees Celsius. When I entered the forest, it was normal. I could hear birds chirping and other small animals moving around. After about 15 minutes, it suddenly got really cold. The forest went quiet, and I could see my own breath. I was confused, so I checked the weather app on my phone to see if the temperatures matched up, but my phone said it was still 5 degrees, which didn't make any sense since I could see my breath and my teeth were chattering. Then, when my phone turned off, I saw my reflection on the screen, but standing behind me was a white figure. I didn't get a good look before I jumped and quickly turned around to find nothing behind me at all. It scared the crap out of me, so I started running back the way I came. As I ran, I looked back to see the figure calmly walking towards me. Only then did I get a good look at it. It looked like a girl, probably in her late teens or early 20s if I had to guess. She had mid-length curly dark hair and wore a dress that looked like it was from the early 1900s. It didn't look like she had eyes, just dark holes where her eyes should be. This scared me even more, so I picked up my pace and ran full speed out of the woods and back to my uncle's house. As I exited the forest, I felt the temperature gradually return to normal. When I entered the house, I was out of breath. None of my family members were home except for my aunt, who was in the other room watching the television. I never told them or anyone. I've tried finding a logical explanation for it all, but I just can't. I was always skeptical about ghosts, but I am a superstitious person, especially when it comes to demons or folklore creatures. If anyone has any idea about what I could have saw that night, please let me know. It would be greatly appreciated. And thank you for sharing my story. Some information about me and the house. This all happened where I was born, in Poland. It happened when I was still a kid through the ages of 6 and 10 years old. Then I and my family moved to the UK. My grandfather died in my bedroom, I later found out in the UK. I can't really remember when it started, but sometime around the age of 6, I used to always feel this heavy atmosphere in my room. One night I woke and literally felt someone holding my hand. Now, I was at the top of my bunk bed. My brother below me, my hand, was off of the bed hanging. And I feel this hand, I can't remember if it was cold or not, although it did feel really solid, and it was not moving. I was freaking out and didn't know what to do, but I decided not to turn around or move my hand. I was too scared. I somehow fell asleep and woke up the next morning. Now, I used to sometimes ask my dad to come rub his fingernails against my back to help me fall asleep. I thought that it might have been him. He said no. To be honest, it would be quite weird for my dad to come in the middle of the night trying to hold my hand. Anyways, that day I was really confused. I was thinking it might have just been my head, and I didn't really know what to believe, so I just ignored it. Then maybe a few days later, me and my brother and sister we're all going to sleep. Maybe like 10 to 15 minutes later, I start to hear growling in the corner of my room. I thought it was my brother. Just as I sit up, it stops. I go down to check if maybe my brother was snoring. He wasn't. So my mom and dad were still awake watching the TV in the living room. I go down to see if my parents can go check if there's something there. So they come and turn the lights on. They said it might have been a dog. No one in my neighborhood had a dog though. And we were in a flat, 3 floors up. I'm telling them no, but they went back. As soon as I go back to the bunk bed and lay down, I hear it again. My parents, they just ignore me, and eventually I fell asleep. And those 2 days made me believe in ghosts for sure,
Each day when I woke up in the middle of the night, I would run to my parents' room and sleep there every night. But this one day, my mom was not in a mood. I walk into her room and try to sneak into their bed, but my mom didn't allow me to do that. I started crying, and as I was walking to my room, I feel it. Something behind me. I run and hide under my bedsheet. I felt it breathing on me. Another day I woke up and decided to not think about ghosts and be brave. I stand out of my bed, and a deep growling voice said something very dark to me. I don't remember exactly, but it had me freaked out that I ran really fast and quickly to my parents' room. Ever since I moved to the UK though, everything stopped, and nothing paranormal has ever happened to me. Thanks for listening to these strange, creepy, and downright unexplainable ghost stories from Europe. If you enjoyed these stories, please hit that like button as it helps me out a ton. If you're new to the channel, why not join the swamp? Hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video. I upload them almost every single day on all things natural and supernatural. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a ghost story from Europe or something completely different, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this channel going. Much love and appreciation to my good friend Dr. Creepin, who helped me read story number 2 today. If you enjoy his voice, please be sure to subscribe to him. He uploads good, exclusive horror stories all the time on his channel. You can find the link to do so at the top of the description. If you guys aren't aware, you could download your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, and pretty much every other major podcast platform out there. It's getting real close to Christmas, my friends, and I hope you guys have a great holiday season, no matter what you celebrate. Thank you guys so much for dwelling another year in the swamp with me. It's crazy to think that we hit well over 150,000 subscribers this year, and that we're going to keep on chugging forward. Let's hit that 200 next year. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video. If you made it all the way to the end, today's code word is ambient hour. Comment that down below to confuse anybody who didn't make it to the end, and also just to let me know that you made it to the end. See you guys soon. Tally-ho.